Welcome to Shelf Logic, the official podcast of the Maricopa County Library District.
Hi, I'm Connor.
And I'm Courtney.
And this is Book Club Recap. On today's episode of Book Club Recap, we're going to be talking about Homework by Julie Andrews.
In her second memoir, Homework, A Memoir of My Hollywood Years, Andrews picks up the story with her arrival in Hollywood and her phenomenal rise to fame in her earliest films, Mary Poppins and The Sound of Music. Andrews describes her years in the film industry, from the incredible highs to the challenging lows. Not only does she discuss her work in now classic films and her collaborations with giants of cinema and television, she also unveils her personal story of adjusting to a new and often daunting world, dealing with the demands of unimaginable success, being a new mother, the end of her first marriage, embracing two stepchildren, adopting two more children, and falling in love with the brilliant and mercurial Blake Edwards. The pair worked together in numerous films, including Victor Victoria, the gender-bending comedy that garnered multiple Oscar nominations. Co-written with her daughter, Emma Walton Hamilton, and told with Andrew's trademark charm and candor, Homework takes us on a rare and intimate journey into an extraordinary life that is funny, heartrending, and inspiring.
So, Courtney, what did you think of Homework?
I, in general, am not a huge memoir and nonfiction person, so for me, I tried to go into it with a positive mindset, but it was meh for me. I kind of forgot about it after we'd read it, but I had a feeling it was going to be, I knew it was along the lines of her life in Hollywood, but a lot of it was just very surface level when she talked about anything. She just referred to things as excellent or awful a lot of times when I wanted to learn a little bit more. She went into detail. I did like she went into detail a lot of how movies were made, and I like those behind the scenes things. Like, I like to watch those in the DVD.
Yeah.
So I did like learning behind the scenes stuff, but overall it was just kind of meh for me. But what did you think about it?
I would have to agree. Unlike you, I would say that in general I do enjoy memoirs and I do enjoy nonfiction. But even as an enjoyer of, this style of book, like a tell-all memoir, I wasn't really a huge fan of it. while I do like Julie Andrews, I guess, and I like some of her movies, this is a pretty light read. There's not a whole lot of, this is certainly not like a tell-all book. There's not a lot of juicy details in here about her life. There's nothing really that scandalous. She doesn't really give a lot of insight into her emotions or her, personal interpretations of her life or how she experienced things. And that could have been what this book was about. She started during a time where, being a woman in Hollywood probably wasn't the easiest thing in the world. And so I imagine that there is a lot of stuff that she could have told about her experiences, but there just isn't a whole lot of that. Like you said, it is kind of not a very memorable book, unfortunately, which I was surprised by, because, it is Julie Andrews. She's such a figure in entertainment. And also, I believe the year it came out, it won, the Goodreads Nonfiction Book of the Year or something like that. So that was part of why I picked it, and I was a little bit disappointed by this title, unfortunately. But did your book group have similar opinions about the title as we did?
So my book group, only one person actually finished the book, and then one person got halfway through it. But they both were meh on it. Mm-hmm. They both were looking forward to learning about her a little bit more, and they were a little disappointed that they didn't learn as much as they were hoping to, and that it didn't go as deep. They didn't dislike the book, but they were not super impressed with the book. So it was an overall meh. What about your group?
I would say that in general, my group felt the same way. I think that there are a few people in my group that had a positive experience with it, that they liked it. But overall, I'd say most of the people in my book group either did not like it or were meh on it as well. And I think they had similar complaints. Some people complained about her writing style, which I wouldn't personally complain about, but I could see why the way that she writes could not be someone's forte. But also, Yeah, I think that, like, in general, the whole group kind of felt the same way, that this is kind of a light read. She didn't really divulge a whole lot of things. And one of our group members who particularly didn't like this book said that she felt that Julie Andrews has, like, a savior complex, and that it made her think less of her. Like, after reading the book, she liked her less, which is probably not her intended goal with writing this title. However, there were people in the group who did like the book and were fans of her before, and this was a nice insight. So maybe if you're a hardcore fan of her, you might find this enjoyable. But if you're a casual fan or just are aware of her, this might not be a good choice for a read if you're not familiar with her. There were people in our group, so this is actually the second memoir she's written. Her first one was called Home, and there were a few people in our group who had read Home before they read Homework, and they said that Home was a much better book. So perhaps if you are interested in Julie Andrews, maybe consider checking out Home, because everyone in the group, even the people who didn't like this book, who have read the first one, said that they enjoyed it. So maybe that's a better book.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you have any other thoughts about Homework? Do you want to give it a score?
Okay. Thinking about this. I didn't dislike it enough to give it a 1, but I think it's a 2 out of 5 high notes for me, because I liked the behind the scenes stuff. The other stuff I was like, meh.
Yeah, I would say we were a little bit negative on this, but I would say that neither of us really like hated this. It was just a little bit forgettable and a little bit on the lighter side. Mm-hmm. I would also give it a 2 out of 5. I'll say 2 out of 5 yachts, because she purchased one yacht twice in this book. So 2 out of 5 yachts for Julie Andrews Homework. So all right, that was the end of our episode of Book Club Recap. I'm Connor.
And I'm Courtney.
And thank you for watching. Did we have a sign off?
Thank you for listening to Shelf Logic. Make sure to hit subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. Follow us on social media, where we are at MCLDAZ.